message is 07 548 325 107, 07 548 325 107. You can add us to Facebook and we can chat to you on there as well. It's Radio X space Xanadu, X-A-N-A-D-U, Radio X space Xanadu. And the Windows Messenger thingy, Live Messenger, whatever it's called these days, is xanadu997@rock.com. that's X-A-N-A-D-U, number 9, number 9, number 7@rock.com. we shall turn that on shortly as well. Right, what we've just been listening to, the late great Syd Barrett and Waving My Arms from his solo album Barrett. Before that was Barclay James Harvest, Galadriel, Pink Floyd's Goodbye Blue Sky, and ZZ Top's Rough Boy. Right, I'm going to go and make myself a nice cup of coffee while we have some another late great musician, Mr. Mark Bolan and T-Rex. Oops, no we won't. We'll have a bit of this instead. Don't bogart that joint.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Roll another one, just like the other one. You've been hanging on to it, and I sure would like a hit. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I'm sick of this silence.
107 FM. Radio Xanadu.
Sunlight
in my growing. So little warmth I've felt before. It isn't hard to feel me glow. I watch the fire that grew so low. We'll be right back.
nature is changing. Now you're part of a crowd. They're laughing at something and the music's loud. A girl comes towards you you once used to know. You reach out your hand, but you're all alone. And those time passages, I know you're in there, you're just out of sight. Oh, time passages. Buy me a ticket on the last train home tonight.
Right, it's now 22:49 here on Radio Xanadu. I'm Steve West, I'm with you through till midnight. Come along at midnight to take you through till 2 o'clock. We'll be the one and only Mr. Russell Bland, so do stay tuned. I'll tell you what you've just been listening to. From the album Songs from the Radio, particularly played a lot on Radio Caroline, when it was on a boat in the North Sea, bobbing up and down with a huge great big mast on it. Al Stewart and Time Passages, not Back Passages as has been mentioned in the chat room. Get your minds out of the gutter, you horrible lot. Before that, Led Zepp with The Rain Song. And from the soundtrack of the film, Easy Rider, Don't Bogart That Joint. Pass it over to me. Well, I could use one of those at the moment, I think. Might wake me up a bit. We're going to be playing some Cars for You, Les, shortly. But first of all, I'm going to play a rather interesting, it was actually the entire side two of the album Ogden's Nut Gone Flake from the Small Faces, featuring Mr. Stanley Unwin with his crazy language I think he invented for his grandkids. But it's rather good. Take a listen. This is the story of Happiness Stan from the Small Faces.
Are you all sitting comfortable, two square on your body? Then I'll begin.
Watching as the white light slowly makes the night.
like all real life experience story. This also begins once upon a Tito, and Happiness Stan, whose life evolved the ephemeral colour dreamy most, had his pure existence and this being in a deep jaw of the multicolour of the rainbow. Oh yes, his home's a Victoriana Sharabold. This is a four-wheelful olive out the back grove. Now, as Eve at his deep approachy, his eye on the moon. All time, sometime, deep joy of a full moon scintillating dangly in the heavenly bode. But now only half. Oh, blow your cool, man, he did this deep thought, cause what is the folly of this half disappearing of the moony most? And as the light did a scintillating change through timely most, stop it still, and he did a deep thorcus. What? Absolutely smash and flake it he was. So, gathering all behind in the hintermost, he ploddy forward into the deep thunder mould of the complicated foray to sort this one out, matey. Where at, Mandy Thorcus? Where at, man? Oh, dear. After a little lapse of time, Stan became deep hungry in his tumload. Oh, after all, he struggly trittly house several mile out, and anyway would suffer under this. So suddenly he did deep thoughtcus, out with his lunchy bag, just about to do a little nibload of his mincy meaty when...
I'm
fly was overwhelmed with this deep generosity of Stanley's give, give, give of the foodage, because all life lies stuff of a foodage. He looked at Stan and said, "Is there anything I can reciprocate or do in the joy of return for your generosity for giving me food and stuff, eh?" "Stan, I'm looking for the other half of the moon and dangly. This is my folly. Show me where the missing half of that moon." "I don't know," said the fly returly, "but I know someone who know. If only I were big enough to transport him most, I'd take it there myself, I would do this." And Stan, having the possessive power of the magic old, stand it over, roll it up the sleeve, wavely hand, hovery, 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 and utter these magic words, "If all the flies were one fly, what a great, enormous fly for Lollipop that would bold. Oh, and there, incredible buzz. Oh, dear, hovery, hovery." Now the fly recoiled with these wordage: "Not only will I transport them there, but I'll sing it a deep joy of a song load in your eardroves. That I will do."
Yesterday, the sun is surely just a thought away. Where visions that men fail to put to words to tell, and the music that they try but cannot play.
Seaty Comfy Bowl, on the back of this enormous buzzy most of the fly, whoop, they took it off like an escape velocity of the rocket floating into orbit. Now, after floating high up over the mountain, through the deep valley of that, for 7 whole long days, they did a very soft and flat belly landing, if I may put it this way. Where they landed? A tranquil beauty spot before a deep thunder mould of a foray. Like Orpheus in the undergrowth, there it was, and the fly said it, "I must leave you here." And he pointed here with his sort of fly-type thing, gold, if it's all feathery, feathery, and said, "Mad John, mark the words. He liveth in a cave there in this far deep foray, and he will transport for you and find it not only the moon itself which you look at, but the philosophy of life to itself." And Stan had a mutual joy for this, and reach up and cuddly most of this big fly, and very hard to embrace it and most kissy, and the fly tickling with his whiskers in his eardrobes. And off he went.
was an old man that lived in the greenwood. Nobody knew him or what he had done. But mothers would say to their children, beware of Mad John. John would sing with the birds in the morning, laugh with the wind in the cold hand of night. But people from behind their curtains said he's not quite right. John had it sussed. He was living the life of a tramp. Yes, his bed was the cold and the damp, but the sun was his friend. He was free. So here was a wise one who loved all the haters. He loved them so much that their hate turned to fear. And shaking from behind their curtains, the loved ones would hear.
So Stan walk it towards the cave, and in his mind, marky word, Mad John. Deep focus on this, all a trembload, looking into the dark and peering into the back grove of black in there. And then appeared Mad John, in fine, fine foldy silken robes, all whitely hair, scintillating beard and dangling. Well, the beard must have been 3 to 4 years old to grow it and grow it all night load. What? And he was glowing with a friendly light, oh dear, joy, and a voice full of a cockney, all joy of life and live it emanate from the cockload of his heartstrings. Call to see you, man. What's been your hang-up, man? I waiting 7 whole days for you. Not still worried about this since late moon and dangly, huh? Stan, yes, that's why I sorting you out here, and trittly-trittly how on the back of this fly, who told me. And John linked arms with him, and walking out stepper by stepper, and he pointed with a cockney forefinger gold. There, up in the heavenly bode. What? Stan realised, now, which it struck him like a smacker o' blurdy, which come out for a turn he never thought us before. As the sun rises in the early mordy, so the recoil of the moon on the eve. Ah, and he thought. Now, the fly had something extra special you thought us to say to me, if you wold. And John looked at him, and attracting his earnestly of his eyeballs, straight nose to nose and eye to eye bold for it. Of course, I nearly forgot it. Just you listen.
Life is just a bowl of old bread. You wake up every morning and it's there. So live as only you can.
It's all about, enjoy it, 'cause ever since you saw it, there ain't no one can take it away.
So life is just a bowl of old bread.
What you say has made it very clear.
So be sure I'll live as best as I can.
But how can I remember to keep it all together? Half the moon is taken away.
I've got the best. If you can laugh and sing, I give me that happy day's toy town newspaper smile. We'll clap twice, lean back, twist for a while. Well, when you're untogether and feeling out of tune, I sing this special song with me. Don't worry about the moon, looks after itself.
Sing now.
I give it a happy day's toy town newspaper smile. We'll clap twice, lean back, we'll twist for a while.
Yes. Well, now you've got the hang of it. There's nothing you can't do with it.
Well, if you're very true to it, you can't go wrong. Give us those happy day's toy town newspaper smile. We'll clap twice, lean back, we'll twist for a while. So now we've got the
There's nothing we can't do with it. And now we're very into it. We can't go wrong.
So remembering the very special words, Happy Day Lung, Toilet Town newspaper reader in Chuckley Smiler. They all had a lovely turn. Gnomes came, Huckleberry Pickle Tickle My Thing Gold, Boy Blue left his horn stuffing under the settee and brought his mellotron and freaked them all out. Oh, what a mind blast. Jackie Jill, Knees Up Mother Brodie, oh, what a joy of a triddly howl there. I hope your turn out is three quarters half as lovely, won't you? Wouldn't half enjoy it. Stay cool, won't you?
Oh, absolutely love that. Tale of Happiness Stan and the Disappearing Moon and Ogden's Nook on Flake from the Small Faces. Right, I hope you're still listening, Les. Sorry about the delay, but here's your cars, mate.
This is Free Radio. radio with non-stop music. We are
Radio Xanadu, 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 Xanadu.
John Lennon there going out, well that one's going out for me, the previous one was going out for Les and Kath up there in Ellesmere Port, The Cars with Magic, and John Lennon of course with the title track from the album Mind Games. So hello to Goffy now, cheers for the interesting email. It's a local band we used to feature one hell of a lot on the local pirate radio stations, and they've just come out with a new website, and if you press on the radio link there, there's absolutely no mention of the support that all the Mersey Pirates gave them all them years ago, back in the 80s. Just the local commercial radio station who eventually got onto them. Thanks, lads. enough said. I'll play a couple of tunes for you, Goffy, right now. This is Spooky Tooth, Hangman, Hang My Shell on a Tree.
Can't you see? it was a really relaxed decision to make. It was three bottles of beer, just get in the car and drive 2 miles down the road and you'll be absolutely fine. I was breathalyzed, I tested positive for alcohol. I was probably in the cell for a couple of hours, but it felt like an absolute eternity, because at that point you start to think about all manner of different things. I didn't know if they were going to contact my employer. I didn't know if they would still have my mother and father's address. I mean, all these things were going on and I just felt like scum, to be honest.
Don't drink and drive, think.
One, oh, 7 FM.
Now, here comes the music.